With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Averaging $4.39 a gallon for regular, gas prices have risen 9 cents since yesterday, according to AAA, the national average, that is. In California, the average is $6.06 per gallon. President Trump says, yes, gas prices are high right now.
And you know what? And we're not going to have a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran. The gas will go down. As soon as the war's over, it'll drop like a rock. There's so much of it. It's all over the place.
The president says despite Iran's outward defiance, its leadership, such as it is anxious to make a deal. But Mr. Trump is not budging on his insistence that the Islamic Republic must never have a nuclear weapon. A manhunt underway in Kentucky.
Two employees are dead in a bank robbery in Kentucky. State police say a man walked into a U.S. bank branch in Berea in Madison County on Thursday and shot a male and a female employee. Law enforcement officials have been going door to door in search of information and surveillance video, and they've been searching the area with helicopters, drones, and police dogs. They say when the man walked into the bank, he was wearing a gray-white hoodie, gloves, and a mask. They've posted a photo of the suspect on social media. Police don't know if the man fled the scene in a vehicle or on foot. I'm Donna Warder.
A Tacoma, Washington high school student has been booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault after 4 students and an adult security guard were injured in a stabbing at Foss High School. As police responded to a domestic dispute call in the New York City borough of Queens, the house they were at blew up. Officers were tossed into the air. A man inside the house was killed, his body found in the rubble. 8 cops were injured. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 217 points. NASDAQ futures 20 points higher. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban goes to the state Supreme Court.
A group of abortion advocates are challenging the law under Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They argue that banning abortion is a violation of their deeply held religious beliefs in favor of the procedure. It is a novel legal trick, and the state Supreme Court's decision may impact cases elsewhere. The justices have granted a speedy hearing, letting the plaintiffs skip over intermediate courts. Arguments are set for September. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education is getting ready to vote on a list of Bible stories to be used in the public schools. Texts on the proposed list include well-known biblical lessons such as the Golden Rule for kindergarten, the parable of the prodigal son for first grade, Corinthians' definition of love for seventh grade, and the Beatitudes for eighth graders. Selections for older students include David and Goliath. This is SRN News. Prediction markets contend they're different from sports books, but gambling addicts say it's all the same thing.
Clinicians who treat gambling disorders are concerned about their patients turning to prediction markets. Two gambling addicts who spoke to the Associated Press say they had relapses on prediction markets after they took legal action to protect themselves from the allure of sports betting. Their stories reflect what experts say they see with some of their clients. The rapid growth of prediction markets has sparked a high-stakes debate that is playing out in courts and legislatures all over the country. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Onion's plan to transform Alex Jones' InfoWars platforms into parody sites are in limbo once again. New legal filings by Jones led a Texas appeals court to pause a proposed deal that would give the satirical news outlet control over InfoWars as it faces liquidation. SRNNews.com.